Tap the NPC to conduct the such breaking. That's what y'all gonna do. That means y'all break through, cause y'all clearly touch bandmates. Chris Kirk is on the scene. The high bass is mean. The drums is Goldenberg. Breakout. Epidemic season hey, flow breaks out hey, for every show. Cause this should never hurt. Hip hop. Is there some
number, we need to bring it back 51. In lobby dar da. Music. It's supplements the after word. Every 50 nerves, so here's another passion. So then also we have to go back to like what the first podcast was like.
Oh, what was the
just
first
just me and you.
Just me and you. So we'll start off with a bit of bad news.
Oh, sad.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. That I just heard about now.
Unfortunately, we lost Chris.
Oh.
He's not dead. He's still alive. But he decided to move on from the Can of Nothing. So he's not working with us anymore.
In anything?
I think in anything, yeah.
That's sad.
The long and the short of it is he seemed to get tired of stuff.
That's understandable.
Well, he told me he listened to... Well, I guess I should move here.
Okay.
Yeah, chest tape. He told me he was doing his little podcast retrospective thing.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, ranking, countdown.
Yeah.
And he said, I've been, it put things into perspective after listening to, like, 49 of them.
It probably just made him insane.
I don't know.
Listening to our voices for, like, 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Well. That's it.
Goodbye, Chris.
Well, he's still around. He's just... You won't see him in canned stuff.
We can't have nothing goodbye. We should play the Green Day song.
Oh.
No, we should play a different song.
Dun 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 dun.
Okay.
Dun 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 dun.
So the last Chris movie released posthumously because he's dead. It's like Heath Ledger.
He's not dead.
Will be Breakfast someday.
Oh, yeah. Whenever that
comes. Whenever that comes out. So maybe it won't even feel like he's gone, because like 2 years from now when Breakfast comes out, like, wow, a new movie with Chris.
Well, we really don't do that much.
That's true. I mean, I guess especially now that the school year started again, and then
Derek's partial teacher.
I'm also partial teacher, and then no, Chris
I,
has
I said
his...
you were partial teacher.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's
and
what
then
I
you said,
say.
I'm also partial teacher. No,
whatever. And Chris has his video game writing stuff going on.
Oh, yes. You can still find Chris around.
Go to pixeljumpers.com.
Yeah, he's been writing for Pixel Jumpers, and I guess Viral Sugar is still around, if anything happens with that.
Yep.
So, but, yeah, he's just not working with us.
Aw.
No hard feelings, though.
Yeah, it's a amicable breakup.
It's not... It's not like when Brown Sound left Sum 41.
Or when that guy from Bare Naked Ladies left after he got caught with drugs. That didn't happen with us.
He's back in the band, right?
No, he left.
Oh.
He made another solo album.
Oh. I didn't know he had one solo album.
Yeah, so that's what happened there.
Yeah.
So, back to basics.
Well... Yeah, we'll see how this goes. We're not going to stop doing podcasts.
Because Phil said we're going to what?
100.
100.
Yeah, we're going to stop at 100.
So, eventually it might just be Phil. Or maybe not even Phil. It'll just be like Dead Air, and we'll upload an MP3 of Dead Air.
We'll just put a song every once in a while.
Listen to our podcast.
It'd be like...
It's a Justin Bieber song.
It'd be like Pokemon 3.
Oh, yeah, okay. Every month, it's a trick. Fall for it again and again.
Someone put a guide in the comments for Pokemon 3 to know where to skip to all the good parts.
Well, see, that's such a good thing. That's, you know, that's like the people that write the free guides for video games.
Yeah. We're starting our own game FAQs for videos.
No, canon, nothing is changing.
Just so you know where all the good parts of the videos are.
Only look at these.
Like in Soundtrack to My Life, you can just skip all the stuff in between the parts when the Indiana Jones song actually comes in.
Yeah.
You can just hear the Indiana Jones song.
That's pretty much all you need to hear. See?
Yeah.
That's it. That's adjusting it. Adjusting the levels. Okay,
adjusting
good.
Levels.
So this is weird. Well, it's not weird, but because we've had podcasts.
Well, Chris came in.
He came in. He's been around. He's been here for so long.
Officially since like number 9, I think. 9 or 10, something like that.
Wow. We should make some kind of like tribute video for him.
Like what?
Like, you know, like clips of all his movies and then.
That seems weird. That's like, like goodbye, you're dead
because
or something.
Because he died! No, it's okay. Well, thanks for all your stuff, Chris. All your help, everything you brought to the can. We'll see you around, hopefully, somewhere.
What if he doesn't listen to this?
Oh.
Because the other ones were...
He has to listen to this one, because they'll be like, what are they going to say now that I'm gone?
I don't know.
Or do you think now he's just totally burnt out on podcasts? Like, he can't stand the sound of our voices.
So, dead air?
So, dead air. Yeah.
We don't have a topic list this month, either.
See, I was wondering what was going on, because there was no topic list, and then none of us...
Well, I was busy. I forgot about all this stuff. At the beginning, like, I started back in school, and I was like, oh, this is okay. I only have, like, 2 classes.
Yeah.
And then suddenly... Like, oh, well, it's 2 history classes. That's a lot of reading. So I spent all my free time reading.
Wow, it feels all...
Sort of. Wow. This is the first time... We have our October reading break now. This is the first time I actually spent every day reading.
Wow.
Or just reading at all during reading
week. You have reading week in October now?
Yeah. That's weird. Because we don't get those Jewish holidays off.
Oh.
And then they also time it to go with Thanksgiving Monday so that we don't get that one day off anymore, technically.
They're so cheap.
And because there's also like Family Day and Easter. Oh, no. Oh, right. We don't get Easter Monday off.
Oh.
But now they kind of found a way to get around. Remember how they used to always be like, at the end of the semester, Tuesday will be a Thursday schedule and Friday will be a Monday schedule.
Oh, yeah, that was so
for
bad.
Some weird reason, because we had some days off earlier. So now they got rid of that and we just have an extra... 4 days off.
Okay.
In the middle, like one of the worst times of the semester when there's not anything going on.
So well, you had a lot useless. To read, so there you go.
Yeah, but I read anyways.
Oh.
But it got me ahead by like half a week, which I'm happy with. But
awesome.
I'm trying to stick with it now so I can always stay half a week ahead.
Okay.
Instead of saying, well, I'm a little ahead, I can rest for a while. So that'll mess me up.
Excellent. So that's what's been going on in Phil's life.
Yeah.
Is the
what were we talking about?
I don't know.
Like no topic list or anything.
I know, so now we can't go like, oh, what are we supposed to be talking about?
Well,
oh.
We know what we've been talking about. We know what to talk about. We're used to our topic lists.
Okay. So,
it's like,
release
see,
this.
Let me I can relate this to teaching.
Oh.
When you first start,
yeah.
You need your lesson plans.
But
then when you're into it for a while, you just say, I'm going to wing it. Because I don't really care about these kids.
So you stand in front of the kids and say that.
Oh, kids, I'm just going to wing it today.
I don't care about you.
How about we just skip right to the final exam? You can all go home for the rest of the semester.
Yay!
And it'll be easy marking for me, because I know you'll all get an F.
Well, that's good. So what's usually first on the topic list, Phil?
Hey, Halloween's coming up soon.
Hey,
today's the 29th.
Halloween. Yeah.
We're pretty late with this. So Halloween's in 2 days.
Woo.
What are your Halloween plans? Going to some cool Halloween parties?
No, probably not. It's I don't know.
You gonna dress
today
up?
Today we had the Halloween party in the kindergarten.
Oh.
When everybody's dressing up and stuff. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how many kids dressed up as Pikachu?
None. But there were like 7 Iron Mans.
Oh, so I guess, yeah, you can tell what's popular with the kids now.
Iron Man, Batman, Cinderella, and pizza. One kid was a slice of pizza. It was really cute.
Was actually. Anyone a pumpkin?
No, no one was a pumpkin.
Oh. See, I think Batman costumes have never been out of style.
Even Batman's always pretty popular.
Well, I had my Batman costume from when Batman Returns came out.
And now you still have it.
I still wear it.
It's still popular. Still relevant. You could wear that to your high school practicum stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And just be like, hey.
Hey. What did you dress up as?
I was the Cat in the Hat. That's what the hat was for.
Oh. Cat in the Hat. That's it? Just the hat?
No, I had the hat and whiskers and the bow tie. And
what was Mrs. Fox?
She was Dorothy from Wizard of Oz.
I have a feeling she's done that before.
This was actually her first, like, the first year she had a new costume. All the other years she was, like, a mouse or a witch or a clown.
See, I kind of remember, like, probably the mouse.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a costume this year.
Oh, no. Do you have a pumpkin?
No.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Usually in my house, I mean, like, we don't really go all out, but my mom is usually the one on the ball to get pumpkins and put stuff out.
Mm.
This year it's Friday and nobody's even talked about Halloween yet. Wow. We have boxes of candy.
Oh, that's good.
We've been eating them.
They'll all be done.
I don't know what's going on. We'll probably get a pumpkin like on Sunday.
Okay. When there's like just the deformed ones left and like you go there sometimes and some of them look so gross because they're like someone smashed a hole in one or something. And they're all rotting and stuff. Yeah, we have our pumpkin, but we didn't carve it yet.
Pumpkin!
And today in the class, they had Mrs. Fountain. Mrs. Grima. The art teacher in Cabot. She brought her
class over. Mrs. Fountain's grade 10 art class.
Yeah, and they brought over, like, pumpkins they carved, and they were cool. One was Charmander.
Really?
That was the only sign of Pokemon I saw all day, which was surprising.
That would have been that would have gone well with my my Pikachu one from like last year or something.
Oh yeah, I remember
two
that one.
2 years
that was
ago. I should do another Pokemon.
Yeah. Do one of the ones that are not popular,
like
Mr. Popo.
That's not Pokemon.
Jinx.
Oh no, that's the same thing as Mr. Popo.
Well, there you go. So he's a Pokemon.
Nah.
Or that's like his wife.
Did I tell you about what they did? I don't know who I told this to. It might have been Chris. What they did to, you know, they have that Dragon Ball Kai, right?
Yeah.
They've been showing it in the States now.
Yeah.
And they're censoring it, of course.
Yeah.
But it's worse than before, because the scenes with Mr. Popo, he's blue.
I think you did tell me this, yeah.
And then the halo is just a ball of light over their heads. I saw another one that was really funny. It's one of the episodes when Gohan is training with Piccolo before the Saiyans come.
Yeah.
So he's all kind of beat up and his eye is really swollen and big and kind of lopsided on his face.
Yeah.
But instead of showing that it's swollen and bruised, they decided to paint over it and just make it look like he has a giant bulbous eye. Just falling, melting down his face. It's so funny.
It's beautiful.
Gotta really protect our kids, Derek.
Yeah, that's true.
Just don't let them see bruises.
That's so messed up.
Yeah. So I don't think I'm doing anything for Halloween.
Ah.
I got work to do.
Oh, no. So much work to do.
This is the first time. It's like on a weekend. I thought, hey, I can help give out candy.
Oh.
No.
But then, no.
Too bad, kids.
So you're done this year, though, right? Of school?
Yeah.
And you're going to teach?
No.
Oh. You're going to do something else?
I don't know. I'm gonna go to Hollywood, and I'm gonna just...
Like Joey.
I'm gonna go to Montreal.
Oh.
And I'm gonna work with whoever made What's With Andy.
Jean-Paul Foliot.
Jean-Paul Foliot. That's right.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
I'm gonna write like music for kids shows.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It'll be Timothy Goes to School Part 2.
You could be in the new Raffy.
Anything can happen.
We had to do that Shake Your Sillies Out song in kindergarten. I was like, whoa, Phil taught me this. It was awesome.
Have we sung that on the podcast?
Yeah. Several times, I think.
It's a Raffi song, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Shake My Sillies Out. Look that up, everybody. Yeah, when I was taking a guitar class, my teacher just said, you know, I work with kids sometimes, and this is one of the songs I use just to kind of get them excited. Shake My Sillies Out.
It's true, they love it.
Yeah, you just walk. See, now you need to bring in a guitar and do it.
I know.
There's like three chords in the song. It's so easy.
I'll try to learn.
I have the sheet music. I can give it to you.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
You can also learn House of the Rising Sun and sing that to them.
Okay. I want to play Stairway to Heaven for the kids.
Yeah. Whew. What was your best Halloween?
Best Halloween was the one that we always talk about. The one where we went out and then Eric had eggs and he threw them on someone's lawn.
That wasn't the best Halloween.
Yeah. What was the best Halloween then?
I don't know. That was the only...
That's the only one I remember.
That was the different Halloween.
That's why it's the best. All the other ones just get candy.
Yeah, that's the one.
This best. One, we caused mischief.
We caused mischief?
No, we did. Well, we didn't. Eric did.
I didn't even see what happened. I showed up and all the eggs were on the ground.
Eric was... Yeah, because... Was it Eric or Lindy?
It was Eric.
Oh, okay. I think some guy was just coming out of his house and then Eric dropped the eggs on his lawn and ran away. So... That was that. And then he TP'd his own house. And we always talk about this, I think.
Yeah.
That's one of the things maybe Chris wants us to cut down on. Telling the same stories over and over again.
We're old guys, Derek.
I know. We can't help it.
We're old guys who don't have anything else going on in their lives. So we tell the same stories.
See, it's not as bad when...
Everything reminds us of the same things.
It's true. It's true. But it's not as bad when it's like... It's worse for us because we're recording them. So it's like every few months you hear the same stories over and over again.
But now, like, when the grandchildren are around, you don't have to tell stories, you just put on a podcast.
Listen to Grandpa's podcast.
No.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. I got recognized by a guy at the Go Bus.
Really?
Station, yeah.
That's cool.
A guy that goes to Guelph. Like, oh, are you from the Can of Nothing? Like, yeah. It's, wow, I didn't know you were from around here. I'm like, yeah. It's like, wow, that's cool. I'm one of your subscribers.
Pokemon.
Like, cool. And unfortunately, I was like, I really like your Pokemon. It's like, oh, thanks. Like, well, like, that's okay.
You should have punched him.
No.
No!
It's all right. It's all right.
That's cool.
Because he recognized me, so he watches the films, too. So.
Or he's just been on the site, like, once. Or he sees the title bar at the top of our YouTube page.
I don't know.
Oh, that's what they look like. Hmm.
Maybe.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, that's cool.
That's like... Well, that's like the first true recognition. Because before it was... Well, the first time was, hey, that's Ashby. And
oh, yeah,
we made Ashby. Or, hey, that's the Can of Nothing logo. Oh, yeah, we did that. This time it's, hey, it's the actual person.
So well, I'm not sure. Was it Sean you're suing only knew the logo?
I think so.
He might have known us.
I don't know. I'll say it was the shirt.
Oh, okay. That's possible.
Because three of us were wearing the shirt. Or Chris had the character.
It'd be funny if he actually didn't know anything about us. He's like, hey, Can of Nothing. We're like, oh, you know us? Come take a picture with us. He's like, how do you know us? Can of Nothing.
That's that'll be kind of awesome.
No, but he commented on the podcast. Well, maybe he went to visit the site afterwards.
Wait, who commented on the podcast?
Sean.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I don't
know. See, I didn't really talk to him other than, where do you know us?
That was like 2 years ago. He was just like, it was cool to meet you guys or whatever.
Well, that's cool you ran into someone.
Yeah.
When was that? Like yesterday?
No, that was like a month ago.
Oh.
I forgot.
Yeah.
But that was cool.
So that's Halloween.
It's Halloween!
Say Halloween.
Say Halloween.
Hey. Halloween. Did you have to sing Halloween songs with the kids?
Sort of, yeah.
Alright. Monster Mash?
No. What was it?
Are You Afraid of the Dark theme
song? It's
not
so much songs, actually. We just did like little stories that rhyme and stuff like that. Well, today we had the Halloween dance, too, so they're all in there dancing and stuff. I was like,
was there like the one kid who starts breakdancing and everybody goes around him?
No, because just before that, Mrs. Fox was like, no breakdancing. Breakdancing not allowed. And I think probably somebody got hurt or something one year. So
no, I bet it was Rock. Probably. The 1 year Rock did it. Causes a lot of trouble.
This is funny.
School dances were weird.
They are weird. They're still weird. Well, they're not as weird actually when they're in kindergarten because they're just all happy and dancing and stuff.
Then when you don't want to be there later.
What's that?
When you don't want to be there when you're older. Oh, it's weird.
Yeah. Does it mean you that walked around the hallways one time?
Yeah, we always, because they always piled the mats like near the change rooms.
Oh, yeah.
So we would hang out on the mats and then we'd just go into the change rooms and leave. And then we'd go in and out and be like, oh, we're so rebellious. Or, oh, can you stand next to the speakers? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so loud.
Bad children.
The crazy things you do when you're a kid.
When you look back, those are like your fondest memories, kids. And Miss Valenti's still there.
Aww.
If I didn't tell you. She's the only teacher there I know other than Mrs. Fox. Everyone else is gone.
Mr. D's gone?
They're all gone.
Mr. Fitzpatrick's gone.
Oh, yeah, it's gone.
Mr. Stiffneck.
Even the janitor's gone.
No, whoever that was.
And the principal and every other teacher.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Hey.
Lots of turnover.
What's come out recently?
Low-budget Star Wars extras.
Deleted scenes, low-budget Star Wars, Episode 1. So, yeah, that was just deleted scenes.
Alright.
There's not a lot to say about that.
Yeah, not really. But,
they're not that interesting, actually.
That happens sometimes.
I don't know, like, when you kind of look at it and then you look at the movie, some of the scenes don't seem that important. Like, like Darth Maul saying, at last we will reveal ourselves to the Jedi.
Yeah.
Okay, just do it.
So when are we doing the second one?
December.
December, Christmas break?
Yeah.
Alright, sounds good.
And then it'll be out in 2011.
What?
Maybe, I don't know. What else came out?
I think that's it. We don't have a lot of releases these days. I remember we were on a roll for a while and then...
Well, that was August.
Well, podcast number 50 was released. It was live. How'd you feel about
that? Rousing success of the live podcast.
Well, I mean, I guess we didn't really expect more than two or three people, and that's what we got.
That's what we got.
But it was fun. I mean, it was fun to do it just because, you know, it was different. And,
I guess.
It was... And no editing. That was fun, too.
Oh, remember, after we did the podcast, I came home to put it online, because I saved it as private so I could, like, add in description and stuff. We couldn't find it for so long. Oh, yeah. We thought it was gone. So upsetting. I have to go through, like, all these, I don't know, we're just being dumb. I didn't look for it properly. But it's there.
Yay.
It's got really weird quality. That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll ever do another one.
It's not really worth it, I guess.
No.
It was a bit stressful because Chris was late.
And
so we couldn't start without him.
I already got rid of Skype as well, so.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was kind of interesting, though. Having Robin and Matt and Dexter on.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. When you move to Toronto... You can fill in the third seat.
Oh, you can't be a solid four anymore. I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's just not possible.
Oh, no, yeah. No, yeah.
So that option's gone.
Auditions. Looking for a person for a project where we do nothing.
Pay is high. Hey, what's coming out soon? What?
Nothing.
You don't have anything planned?
I still have to work on breakfast. I keep having trouble with Premiere. It keeps crashing on me.
Still?
Yeah.
You didn't even try?
After a while, I stopped trying because I got all busy at school. But then I'll try again. I'll try to get that done someday.
Yeah, because
Phil was actually punching out the music, and then
I was on a roll.
On a roll, and then I stalled it, and then school started for both of us. And well, I'm not, well, you know, different kind of school, but you know.
Life gets in the way.
On its way. Like, how long did Draenor take?
I don't know.
Well, see, there you go. We take our time, which is much to the chagrin of everybody.
I think it'll come to a point where Derek doesn't like the current version of Breakfast. So he'll sit on it for a while and rewrite it, and then we'll have to reshoot it again.
I will try to not let it come to that, because we don't have Chris anymore. We need to have Chris. Because it's his final movie.
Yeah, it's true. Unpredictable.
In the end, he's right.
Time of your life. And,
bye, Chris. We miss you already.
Yeah.
True.
What else is coming out?
Oh, it's the Chris trivia movie.
I told you my big idea movie.
Oh yeah,
you want to announce that now? Maybe people can help out.
Okay.
Wait, I don't know how anybody would help out who's not here. But yeah, I think I don't know if I said anything at all.
I don't think so.
Beyond, it's something. It's big. Yeah. But It's how do I describe it? It's a chill. It's supposed to be like a, well, it's supposed to be a children's programming block. That's I don't know what they have in the States. Here we have YTV, the Zone.
They have like Nickelodeon, whatever, and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't know if they do the same things.
Oh,
like,
that's true.
You have the host, and they do wacky things in between shows.
Yeah.
So that's what it's going to be. That it was kind of going off the idea of Tin Can Alley having different stuff in one larger movie, but this will be like you have a host that introduces, hey, welcome to whatever, the Treehouse Time, here's the next show, and then we'll have some kind of show, and then after the show the host will come back and do something fun with the audience. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have like weird commercials and stuff, and it'll be a full hour long, and yeah.
So just to put things in perspective.
It's not happening.
Yeah. There you go. It would be cool to do, but I don't know. It takes us like 2 years to finish a 5-minute movie. And then we have even less time than we used to.
Well, I'll be done school.
Maybe done school.
Then maybe I'll have a job.
You might even have to move.
And then, yeah. And
then I'll be in school.
Oh, yeah. No, don't go to school. Just make low-budget movies for no money.
We'll see what happens. But not to say, you know, this is the end or anything like that, but...
Well, we still got stuff coming.
We still got stuff coming.
We
got
to finish the low-budget prequel trilogy.
I would expect more short stuff.
Well,
I guess that's what our standard stuff is, you know.
If you have any other animations...
Yeah.
That can still be done. You said you're doing something subcultured.
I have an idea for an episode, and kind of started writing it.
Happy birthday, Zach. I think it's coming. Zach. I mean, happy birthday, Keith.
His name's not Zach. You're not a true fan.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Anyway.
I had a... There's another thing I've been working on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
That, it's... You know the mouse puppet that we have from Folk Manus came with a little tag that had a Japanese folk tale on it. It's about, I don't know what it's about, some emperor and trying to find a husband for his daughter. And so I was just going to turn that into a little video.
With a mouse?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, I'm not sure yet if I was either thinking of buy more Folk Manus mice puppets, because they have a lot of different kinds.
Yeah.
Or doing, like, stick puppets.
Okay.
But the whole idea was it's going to be I kind of tested this with Draenor by doing that background for Shinjiro Land.
Oh, yeah?
But this one, I'm going to take it a little bit further and make it kind of like a pop-up book.
Oh.
With three layers, like the background,
yeah,
and then a foreground with trees or whatever, and then I'll have the middle ground with trees, and then the foreground with the characters, and it might be take up a wall or something. I don't know.
Cool.
But yeah, I just wanted everything to be done with cardboard and paper.
Neat.
So it might
building on experience.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been in a mood of making stuff for movies. That's cool. Why I wanted to do the like building a set for my children's programming block movie. I think I can do it.
Okay.
I think so. I've built stuff.
What's the biggest thing you've built?
Muscle.
My what?
Muscle.
I built my guitar pedal board. But that's cool. Like just planks of wood. I co-built my speaker stands.
Cool.
That's it. Oh, and the big thing I'm trying to do, this is why I haven't really done much yet, because it's a Japanese folktale, so I was going to have it translated to Japanese and actually have it in Japanese.
Wow.
So,
Who's gonna...
I don't know, I was gonna... I keep forgetting to ask my dad to try to translate it, because he does know Japanese, but I don't know how much
he... Can he say it, too? Can he speak it?
Maybe. So he's not, like... He's not really good. He knows... He knows some conversational stuff, but he hasn't really spoken it for a while.
You know who has, like, a bit of Japanese skill? Chris.
Goku. Chris, yeah. Yeah, I was gonna ask Chris, too. But, I guess he doesn't want to now.
Oh.
Did he know enough to be able to translate?
Oh, like, I don't know, actually.
Sentences and dialogue?
I'm not sure.
Because he did recognize, he was able to read a lot of the stuff from Draenor.
Yeah, that's true. Bad enough.
Ask
Robin's dad.
Yeah, if anyone out there knows someone who speaks Japanese or can translate, then let me know, email me. And yeah, we'll get that rolling. So I need that translation before I can do anything. And if we can't say it, I might have to try to audition people and see who can... speak Japanese.
Cool.
That might be hard.
Chris, anything for Christmas?
No. I'm thinking about Christmas now.
It's gonna come before you know it.
Well, we haven't even gone through
Remembrance Day.
Remembrance Day.
Our favorite holiday.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Let's sing our Remembrance Day songs. Remember. People die.
Remember when you were young? Shone like the sun.
Hey, you know Rock Band 2 came out?
Rock Band 2? Wow!
I mean Rock Band 3.
I want to play Rock Band 2. Now, I was thinking about that. Did anyone play the keyboard before the game came out? Because, like, E3 and Comic-Con and PAX went by, and there was nothing about... the keyboard. And every time it was there, they're like, yeah, we're not showing it yet. And then the game came out.
I don't know.
And, like, I don't know anyone... Well, I don't really talk to many people. So I don't know anyone who has the keyboard.
Just ask your students.
I don't have any students anymore.
Oh, you don't do any more school stuff?
No. I'm teaching. I'm done that.
Oh. Oh, okay, cool.
Yar. So I guess we're off...
Kind of burnt out on Rock Band for a long time.
Did you get it? Rock Band 3?
No. Like, I got Rock Band 2, though.
Other than the keyboard and, like, new songs, is there anything different?
The pro mode, where it, like, teaches you to play drums.
Oh, really? Do you need real drums?
No, I don't know. I think you just use the kit you get.
But how does that symbols. Teach you real drums?
It teaches you how to do... I don't know. How to keep a rhythm and stuff. Oh, and also they had vocal harmonies from, like, Beatles.
Oh, well, that's not new anymore.
Oh, that's true.
And that was hard.
It was fun to try, but it was hard.
Because you just end up singing what the other person does.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, we got an email about video games. So maybe we'll talk about that later.
Oh, cool, we got an email.
We got one email.
Yeah. I wonder if Crystal will still send emails.
I don't know. Maybe. But he hardly ever sent emails.
Well, now like, that he's not on this show.
It happened like 3 times, maybe.
Oh, more than 3 times.
5 times?
Maybe.
Well, we'll I think you guys were future Derek.
I wasn't future Derek.
I think you were.
I think Phil was future Derek.
I wasn't future Derek.
I don't know.
Future Derek died. The apocalypse came or whatever happened to him.
Apocalypse.
We didn't meet him at the opera house.
Oh. That's okay. He'll be all right.
So no other upcoming stuff other than, like, for sure I can say the rest of the Star Wars prequel low budgets will come out.
Yeah.
Who knows when, but they will.
Yeah.
For sure, Breakfast will come out eventually.
For sure.
See, these things, the other two are easy, and Breakfast is already filmed.
Yeah.
So
those will come eventually.
It's, what, like 50% edited, maybe?
Yeah, I'd say so.
So it's very possible that they will come out. And yeah, my Japanese fairy tale or folk tale. Oh, if you want, what's it called now?
What?
It's called. In case anyone is wondering what it is, it's called The Best There Is, I think.
Huh?
If you want to look it up, the Japanese folk tale.
Oh, okay.
If you want a preview of what it is,
I have to go to the washroom.
Oh man.
Well, that was just Phil on his own.
Well.
Hey, you know what I just realized?
What?
Crystal has my camera.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, just PayPal him some shipping money, and he'll priority post it over to you for like $50. You ever send stuff and then the postal person tries to tell you it'll be better if you use this?
Yeah.
I hate that. It's always the lady at square one. Like I want to send this just like small
regular mail or whatever.
Yeah, regular, yeah. Air mail. She's like, well, it would be better if you use Express Post. Okay. It'd also be like $30 more.
But better.
Nah. What were we talking about?
Upcoming is done?
Yeah, that's done. That's all that's coming out. That's all you can expect for a while. Oh, I was gonna try to get back into finishing up my How Marvelous things.
Oh yeah.
Cause that's easy.
Alright.
I'm going to try to get one done by the end of October.
Okay.
Alright.
And then New Generation Asmasar by the end of December.
No. I don't think so.
We'll write like a 1 minute Christmas song.
Alright.
Alright.
I don't know if anyone listened to the new one, Gotham Chili.
Oh, probably not. That's okay.
It's our instrumental. Listen to it. Every great band needs an instrumental. Did the Beatles ever do an instrumental?
Of course.
What?
I don't know.
Other than, like, one of those Sgt. Pepper thingies.
Not that I can think of, like, right offhand.
Oh, well. Maybe they will in their next album.
Probably.
Did you celebrate John Wayne's? I mean, John Lennon's.
Oh, I love John Wayne. He was such a symbol of peace.
John Lennon's birthday.
Well, I didn't celebrate it.
Why I was not? Like,
cool. Well, what did you do?
I saw something on Larry King, and they said it's John Lennon's 70th birthday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
That's what I did. No, not with Larry King, but.
I don't know. It was weird because I don't know if it was new, but the Larry King thing said. It was from 2007. I don't know if that was a mistake that they put on the screen, but it just said, like, 2007 on it.
They're trying to, like, cut down expenses. Just repeat the same.
Maybe Larry King's been dead for a long time.
He just keeps showing the same interviews over and over again.
Yeah, people just stop watching, so they just put, like... I don't know. So
how's Metroid?
Is that what we're on now? Metroid?
Mm-hmm. Video games, we were talking about Rock Band.
Oh yeah, I finished Metroid Other M. It was a pretty good game. It's good.
It's good.
It was the first time I went further than like the first 20 minutes of a Metroid game. It's fun. I don't know what people were complaining about, really.
What were they complaining about?
Well, like, oh, cutscenes. Oh. And Samus is a real person who talks. Yeah, the voice acting's a little bad sometimes. Mm-hmm. No, Adam! No! That was, like, one bad scene. But, like, all the cutscenes that people were complaining about happened in maybe the first 40 minutes of the game.
Oh.
And it was, like, all at the beginning just to show her remembering stuff. And the rest of it actually had to do with the story of the game, so it was okay.
Oh, okay. Good stuff? Was it hard? Easy?
It was
middle?
Pretty... I don't know. Like, I'm not great at games. So I died a lot, but I wouldn't say it was a hard game.
Okay.
I think it was, like, being stupid. Like, they give you a move called Sense Move where you can dodge attacks.
Yeah.
And I didn't really use it until I got to this boss that moved really quickly, like, halfway through the game.
Oh.
And I had to learn how to do it to beat that boss. Because before, I would just jump out of the way. But then this... It wasn't really a boss. It was, like, a mini-boss. But every time you try to shoot it, it just dodges 99% of the time. So you have to sense move and get close to it or something. I don't know.
Okay.
It was fun. I didn't... It was really linear, though.
Yeah.
Like, everything tells you, go here. Okay, maybe I can go through here. No, that door's locked.
Oh.
Oh, man. But it was fun.
Cool.
Interesting story, too.
How many G's?
I give it a 4 out of 5 G's.
Nice. Nice.
Good game. It's too easy to get 100% items, though.
Oh.
Because it's like, if you don't get 100% items, I think you're pretty dumb playing that game. It's incredibly easy. Whereas I started playing Super Metroid now, and that game's hard.
Yeah.
So I don't know where to go. I'm so lost. There's all these rooms where it's like, huh, I'm stuck. Oh, I have to shoot the floor that looks like every other floor? I didn't know that. Well, I have to bomb the wall?
Well, you might like Metroid Fusion.
I played a bit of that when it came out.
Yeah.
And then I got stuck somewhere, so I stopped.
Oh, okay. That one's a little more linear, too.
Yeah. What was the one I was playing in Electric Fury?
That was Fusion.
Oh.
That was the one you were playing on emulator.
Yeah, I played Fusion on emulator.
Yeah.
When we were making our catapult.
Yeah.
Rather, Eric was playing it, and I was making a catapult.
Wow.
Other M, recommended.
Alright, cool.
Are you going to play it? Are you going to buy it?
Can I borrow it?
Yeah.
When you're done with it?
Yeah.
Awesome. Sweet. I finished Final Fantasy 13.
Wow.
Wow.
With one button?
Pretty much. Well, everyone already said this already, but it's true. In the battle system, you just press X over and over again.
Is it a good Final Fantasy game?
It's like middle of the pack.
So remember, I was asking about the story before, and you guys were saying, like, oh, maybe there's a good story if you actually get through it. So was there a good story?
No. It was okay. There's like lots of stuff that wasn't like fully realized. Like there's a part where these two people who've been like asleep in crystal sleep for a long time, and they go back to their village, which has been all destroyed and stuff, and they like don't say anything. It's like you think they might say something, and then like all they say is like, oh look, it's my toy robot that was broken. Can we fix it? And then they fix it, and then they leave there.
I think Japanese people really like that. Because I watched some of the Kamen Rider shows, yeah. And they do a lot of that too, where you're just waiting, are they going to resolve this story point? And they don't really do anything with it. There's just a lot of dumb stuff. Even Other M had kind of a second ending thing.
Yeah.
You know how most of the games, they have multiple endings depending on your time. They didn't do that in this one. They have a main story ending, and then you can go back to get the rest of the items. I'm going to spoil this for people here, but it's the stupidest ending. Where they say Samus is going back to the bottle ship to look for something irreplaceable. And then you finally get to the end of it, and it's just like her commander's helmet. And she's like, sorry I left you waiting, Adam. What? And I have a feeling, because I kind of read it ahead in some FAQs, that she had to go back to get something that Adam left. And automatically, I'm like, this better not be, like, his helmet with his subconscious stuck in it. And then I read later that they're like, oh, in Fusion, she refers to Adam a lot, and Adam's, like, in her helmet telling her stuff.
Yeah.
Then at the end, she gets the helmet. Oh, I was right. Just subconscious probably in the helmet. That's the lamest ending. And then she flies away into, like, star clouds that look like Adam.
I love it. Can't wait to beat that game.
Yeah.
Any other games you're looking forward to? Oh, did you try Kirby's Epic Yarn?
No. Is that out?
Yeah. I didn't try it yet.
I don't care about Kirby that much.
Oh.
I only like Kirby Superstar or All-Star.
Kirby Superstar.
Superstar. Mario All-Star.
You see the Mario, the new Mario Wii themed Wii?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's red.
Yay. With Wii Motion Plus that Mario game doesn't use. And they don't give you Wii Sports Resort.
Man.
Oh, well.
That's not so good.
And they said they're giving, like, or it was rumored that they would include, like, a hacked Mario Brothers 1, where all the question mark blocks were replaced with a 25 for the 25th anniversary.
Yay!
Super Mario Brothers.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
I hate that they come out with all these... Well, they always do this, I guess. They come out with, like, the consoles again with all this stuff, and the price is severely reduced from before.
Yeah.
Like, Wii Motion Plus and a game... And it's, like, $80 less than what you paid for.
Man. I always buy consoles at the worst time. I buy them, and then, like, 2 months later, the price drops.
I bought my Cube when it went down to, like, $150.
That's when it was, like, dead.
Yeah, and then and I think Smash Brothers was a player's choice game, so I got it for, like, $30.
That's why I was surprised you got the Wii so early on in its life.
Well, because, yeah, I wasn't intending to get it. And then suddenly you gave me that Dell link. You're like, oh, there's one. And that was at the time when it was extremely hard to find one.
Oh, yeah.
So I said, maybe I'll just jump in on this. My sister will pay for half of it, so I don't have to spend that much. And so I got it. And it's been a good console.
Yeah. Man, how can you live without a hardcore console?
I don't play hardcore games. Other M is about as hardcore of a game as I get. Like, third-person action-adventure. Every other game I play is like, hey, a Lego game. This is fun.
That's the kids in kindergarten talk about.
What am I looking forward to now? Donkey Kong Country Returns and NBA Jam. Yeah, I'm not really into games that have a great sense of satisfaction from playing them. It's like my fun, silly games.
Hey, well, that's cool.
Whatever.
Movies? Back to the Future.
Yeah, I didn't see anything in theaters other than the Back to the Future.
Was it
25th anniversary? It was, yeah. Oh. I was so mad because I got there and there's like empty seats next to me. And then the movie started. I was like, yeah, all this space. And then people come in like, oh, we need seats. There's one next to the Chinese guy. Then I'm going to sit down and I'm going to wriggle around for about 5 minutes taking off my coat.
Oh. Was it cool?
It was cool. It was cool seeing it with an audience because watching it before, like, I know all the jokes.
Yeah.
And so you can just kind of sit there and like, I know it. But when you watch it with an audience, it's like watching it for the first time again.
Ah.
Because...
Everybody
laughs. I don't know, yeah, everybody's laughing. And there's these two guys next to me who I have a feeling are really hardcore fans because they really laughed hard at everything. Every little thing. I even saw at one point the guy laughed so hard, he had to put his hands in his face and like, oh, God! It's not that funny, but...
Awesome.
Yeah. That was a good experience. Derek was sick.
I was sick.
It was supposed to be the greatest movie experience of all time.
I know. I regret missing it.
It's like having Star Wars back in theaters again.
Well, we'll see it on the 50th anniversary.
Back to the Future?
Yeah.
I don't know. You think they'd do that?
Yeah.
See, I think the only reason they did this was because the Blu-rays also came out.
Oh. No, what they'll do is they'll do a 3D remake.
That's true.
And then they'll put it out.
Or Robert Zemeckis will remake it with motion capture technology.
Yeah. Or they'll remake it with Michael J. Fox again. Look at all those Parkinson.
That's mean.
No, it's not.
It's mean to bring up someone's disease, Derek. Doesn't matter Doesn't matter the context.
It's to show that even though he's differently abled now,
he differently can still abled?
Be a great actor.
He's a person, Derek. You make him sound like a cyborg.
He is a cyborg.
Did you see Spike TV did a remake of the original Back to the Future teaser trailer with Michael J. Fox?
How was that?
I don't know. It's just like they just show his feet walking to the car, and then he turns on the car. Then he lifts his glasses and he goes like, Spike TV Scream Awards.
Okay.
Coming soon.
Cool.
They probably only use his head for that one shot because they can't show his hands doing anything. That's mean.
That's mean, Phil. I saw, have you heard of the movie Let Me In?
Is that
it's a vampire
the
one.
Horror movie?
Sort of.
That came out recently?
Yeah. With the girl
the kids?
From Kick-Ass.
I don't know.
And the kids. And, like, his neighbor, she's a vampire, and then, like, they go to high school.
I think I'm thinking of something different. Is this something that came out, like, in the summer?
No, it came out, like, a couple months ago. Or a month ago. Anyway, it wasn't very good, so don't worry about it.
Is it a horror movie?
Sort of. It's not really scary, but she's a vampire, and she eats people sometimes.
I've been watching, AMC has their Fear Fest throughout all of October, and at first they were showing like classic scary movies like Friday the 13th and all this stuff, and now it seems like they're really scraping the bottom of the barrel, because how can you constantly show horror movies for like 31 days straight? I saw this really horrible, I didn't watch the whole thing, but it's called Pet Sematary. And it's like, I just watched some of the beginning where this old guy takes a family, they go on a walk, and he's like, hey, let me take you to this pet cemetery. And he just tells the little girl, this is a place where you can talk to your pets. Don't scare her, man. No, just the stones talk to you. And he's like, oh, daddy, I can't sleep. Will my doggy go to heaven if he dies? What is this movie?
Sounds pretty scary.
Yeah.
I also saw the original Planet of the Apes. Finally. I know.
So good.
It is so good.
It is so good.
It's so good.
On Blu-ray?
No. On DVD.
I have the DVD. It's a good movie.
That is a good movie. Do you ever watch the sequels?
I've seen bits and pieces of some of them. I saw the one. I don't know which one it was.
Is it still with Charlton Heston?
Yeah. I think the second one had him, but they found a way to write him out.
Oh.
Or I think it was more like flashbacks, but he didn't want to be in them.
Oh.
So they had some of the other people.
Like the black guy?
Did
he? Black guy came back.
Did he?
No, he died.
I can't even remember. But I saw one where they like blew up the earth at the end or something.
Spoilers!
I don't know. It was like the secrets of the Planet of the Apes or something. Or the underground. And there was one when the apes become the master. No. The humans... I don't know.
They take over again?
I think the humans took over again. And I don't know. It's so weird. There's like six movies. And apparently they get progressively worse, so...
Excellent.
I'm gonna watch them.
Just watch the first one.
Yeah. And the Tim Burton one.
No.
Yeah, watch that one.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear that Tim Burton music box? Burton, Danny Elfman music box?
What's that?
It's like this $500 gift set... That's it's an actual music box,
yeah.
And it comes with 16 CDs of all the soundtracks that Danny Elfman did for Tim Burton's movies.
Wow!
Plus like additional work in progress stuff, and every CD and the whole box set has like original Tim Burton artwork on it.
Oh,
and it comes
cool.
with a big, like a DVD with an interview with them and a big book and all this stuff. And for some reason, a USB key that comes with all the music in MP3 format.
Digital format.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, but I wouldn't buy that.
Yeah, it's pricey.
Kind of a waste of money.
But it is cool.
Yeah.
And there'll be people who eat that.
If you're a hardcore Tim Burton and Danny Elfman fan.
What's the next Tim Burton movie? What's he working on now?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
I don't really want to follow Tim Burton anymore. Do good stuff.
Do good stuff, Tim. Let's see. What's he working on?
He's working on the Helena Bonham Carter story.
Starring Johnny Depp.
As Helena Bonham Carter.
Pretty much. Oh, I should have gone to IMDb. Oh, well, whatever. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
Future projects.
Frank and Weenie.
Well, yeah, wasn't he supposed to do a full-length version of that?
Yeah.
And Vincent, too?
Was he Vincent? Something about
the Addams Family. He was announced as director of Monster Apocalypse. Huh.
All right.
Monster Apocalypse. Coming soon.
A film by Tim Burton.
I'd like to see him do something more like Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, they're gonna say like serious, like a documentary or something.
No. Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Me too.
That was a good movie.
I don't remember it.
He looks for his bicycle at the Alamo, and he meets this girl, and then they're like, "There's a giant dinosaur."
It's like Batman. What's yours is mine.
Yeah, pretty much. That's where I got the idea.
Oh. It all comes out now.
Yeah.
Any other recent stuff?
I've been watching that new show called No Ordinary Family because it fills my hero's void. So sad. It's a superhero family.
Yeah.
Where, like, they get superpowers. And it's starring the guy who played the Thing in Fantastic Four movie.
Oh.
And his superpowers are like the same thing. He's super strong. And he jumps really high.
He's typecast.
I know.
That's all he can do now.
I know.
Just like Ron Perlman.
As Hellboy.
So that's it.
You been doing anything?
Nothing interesting.
Did you hear the title of the new Batman movie?
No, what is it?
The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh. Sounds good.
Christopher Nolan said the bad guy isn't going to be the Riddler.
It isn't?
It isn't.
So who is it?
I don't know. It's probably Alfred.
See, that would be interesting. Didn't we have that idea at one point for Batman? Remember? We were saying it's gonna be Alfred.
No. I don't think we said.
Yeah, remember? Because it's like. Because Batman fired Alfred because he didn't need him anymore. And Alfred wanted to, like, cripple him so that, like, you still
but
need me.
Alfred died in our movie.
I know, because we changed it. But it was going to be Alfred at one point.
I don't remember that. I have to look back at our Reddit page. Hey, should we reveal the full story of our Batman series now that we're not doing it anymore?
Why not?
Well, I have two revelations. One is kind of not that important, but I'll tell it anyways.
Okay.
I guess you know by now. Remember, if people remember a long time ago, I said, I have a secret project that I'm working on that's, like, based on something old.
Yeah.
Well, it was, I found a tape of the old stuff that we filmed from What's Yours Is Mine. Whatever was left of it in episode 2. I was just going to edit it together. So.
And then it didn't happen.
But the scene that we talked about that we thought we lost, where Batman was eating a lot of food from cans, we have that.
Excellent.
At least I think we do.
Oh, I better get that.
So maybe that'll come out somewhere. I wouldn't expect it. All right.
Do you want to answer the email? Do you want to make it a short podcast, or do you want me to come back and then keep going?
What else is there to talk about? Well, we have our final revelation.
Oh, yeah.
Edit out all the dead air.
Sure, sure.
And edit that out, saying there was dead air.
Sure. No problem.
The other, so that wasn't that important. It was just editing together old stuff, which isn't happening now, because I got lazy. The story, What's Yours Is Mine, refers to the big boss, and basically it was supposed to be Commissioner Gordon. And the idea was, Commissioner Gordon was kind of upset that Batman was taking over his city, taking care of all the crime when it should be the police's job.
Yeah.
So, he's gonna get back at Batman by doing stuff to him.
And wanted to cripple him.
What's Yours Is Mine just refers to, like, the city of Gotham.
Yeah. So there you go.
That was it.
That was it.
Big boss was Commissioner Gordon. That's why he wore the trench coat.
And I think the only new thief was going to be Robin, right? Did we say that before?
I think so, yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah. He was going to be Robin in the second episode.
All the secrets of stuff we're not doing anymore.
Wow. And then there was Scarecrow in the second episode, too.
Was there?
We started to... We were going to, like,
set the... Two-Face.
Set the scenes for Scarecrow in the third one or something like that.
Yeah, we had some kid... come in and be scared of... He got scared of Batman, so then he becomes the Scarecrow for some reason. I don't know why. But that's something that Derek came up with that we were leading to.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, you want to quickly get to recommends?
Sure. What do you recommend, Phil?
I have no idea.
I forgot.
I forgot too. I had something in mind, but I can't remember. This always happens.
Look around the room. What do I recommend?
Just grab the first thing you can see. I recommend.
I recommend Civilization V. I forgot. That's another game I'm playing. It's very good. Good. Very good. Good.
Very good. Good.
And Phil?
I don't know. I recommend.
well, a good horror movie, good Halloween movie.
Good horror movie
or Halloween movie?
I don't know any Halloween.
Pet
movies.
Pet Cemetery.
I recommend Pet, but Cemetery is spelt with an S because it's like a kid wrote it.
Oh, okay.
So go watch Pet Cemetery.
All right. Emails.
Oh, Groove Shark.
Oh, I didn't do mine.
I didn't do mine either. What would you have put?
I don't know.
I would have put Purebred by Brown Brigade. It's a good song. It's a weird name for a band, but it's a good song.
I believe you. I'll take your word for it.
Brown Brigade.
Brown Brigade.
That's not it.
Okay.
And I'd put up You Are the Pan from the Hook movie. John Williams.
You Are the Pan.
It's a good song. It's really emotional. It's when he realizes, oh, I was Peter Pan. And Rufio gave
the Pan.
Rufio gives him back his sword. And then they all caw. It's awesome.
Awesome.
Right, what are you going to put in Groove Shark?
I don't know. More David Bowie.
No, you can't. Remember the rules. You can't put another artist.
Right. I mean,
the same artist.
I would have put Fried My Little Brains by The Kills. This is a fun, catchy song. And Shake My Sillies Out by Raffi.
I wonder if that's on Groove Shark.
We should check sometime.
Because you got to put it in your playlist.
That's true, I will. If it's there.
And if it's not there, find some other Raffi song.
Yeah.
Alright, so...
Emails?
You want to get to the email and then... Hey, oh yeah, we're already in the podcast. What?
All right.
Can emails. Maybe we should have a new song.
Oh, okay.
Can emails.
That's so different. Can emails.
I was watching a sticking around intro. Just the intro. And old Phil and Snit stuff from the Zone.
Oh, that's awesome.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that Phil had like all these rings? And they're like his power rings?
Mm.
At the beginning, he would be like, all right, people can't see. Never mind.
Okay.
Phil Guerrero.
So, email.
Emails. This one, we only have one email this month. This one comes from Robin.
Hey, Robin.
It says, Happy October. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Halloween.
Oh, yeah, we had Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we had Thanksgiving. What'd you do for Thanksgiving?
Just family stuff.
You really have Thanksgiving this year.
Oh, no.
A lot of stuff not going on in my house this year.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. I think people were doing stuff, and then suddenly it was Thanksgiving, and my mom was just like, we're not having turkey, we're just having this, like, chicken or something. I don't know what we ate.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, I don't really care.
Okay.
Turkey's good, but whatever.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween. Hey, you too.
Yay!
When was the last time you actually went out for Halloween?
Oh.
Like, to get candy. Not that year when we walked around in Batman costumes and did nothing.
I can't remember what year it was. I think it was with Mark Pido, actually. And I think we saw you guys sometimes. Hmm. Sometime. I can't remember, though. Probably grade 5 or 6.
Whoa. I think last time I actually went out for candy was when I was, like, 16. And that was at the point when people start going, aren't you too old?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Candy.
Candy. Were you, like, in a costume, or did you have nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. If you're in a costume, usually they think they're okay with it.
I don't know.
No?
It was the phase when I thought, there's nothing wrong with going out when you're older. I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life. Next year, nothing.
All right, email.
Email. This cheese is... We have a platter of cheese right now.
Yeah.
Cheddar cheese?
It's very strong.
Mm. All right, email says... Swallow my cheese first. Lots of cool games are coming out this fall. The Force Unleashed 2, Fable 3, Fallout New Vegas, Black Ops, and more. Excited about any new games?
I'm kind of excited about Fable 3. Kind of hesitant, though, because, you know, the last one... All those games were kind of cool, but disappointing at the same time. But, I don't know. I know you have it, Robin, so tell me how it is. That's about
it for me. Oh, you're talking
to her. Yeah. Maybe Rock Band 3.
Maybe. I'm not looking forward to any of these ones.
Mm.
But I still want to get NBA Jam and Donkey Kong Country Returns when that comes out.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But I don't know when I'll ever get that. Well, it's good that it's coming out like shortly before Christmas. So,
yeah.
Maybe for Christmas.
Yay! Are we gonna co-op that one?
I don't know.
Is it co-op?
I think so, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. I hope it's not, like, bad co-op where Diddy doesn't really do anything. Because apparently you can play the entire game with Diddy on Donkey's back.
Okay. We'll find out.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we can co-op it, like Mario Brothers.
Cool.
I probably wouldn't have finished Mario Brothers if I hadn't played with you, because it got pretty hard towards the end.
Yeah.
I want to try Force Unleashed 2. I didn't play the first one, because everyone said it had bad camera. It's like, whatever. Now people are saying this one's really short.
Oh.
Whatever.
So, no purchase.
Any other games? I'm looking forward to... There's, Telltale Games is coming out with Back to the Future and Jurassic Park games.
Whoa.
In, like, those episodic things.
Okay.
So, maybe I'll try that. They gave, I didn't try it yet, but they gave, like, a demo with the Back to the Future Blu-rays for PC, so I might try that out today.
Cool.
Or, like, in 2 weeks or something. You always get questions like, what are your favorite games? But I thought I'd change it up and ask each of you what games are in your bottom 5, your least favorite games of all time.
Interesting. Okay, so number 5. For Phil.
It's hard. I don't know how I would rank them, really, but here's one of 5.
Okay.
Barbie model, supermodel game for Super Nintendo.
That'll be on my list too, but I'll do something different just for the sake of variety.
We'll just say it now then. It doesn't matter when you say it. So that's both of our number 5.
Okay, yeah. Because that one's pretty horrible.
Number 4?
Tamagotchi Party on.
Really?
Or whatever, Party.
That was fun.
Was it? I don't know.
I'll say... It's too easy to say, like, lots of old NES games that are just bad because of the controls.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I'll say, the Back to the Future 2 and 3 that I had for NES, because I had no idea where to go in that game. I don't think there was any real objective.
Okay, number three. I think there's a game called Brain Lord or something for the Super Nintendo. I forget if that's what it's called or something like that. But I rented it because it had cool box art. And then I basically just walked through like three rooms over and over and over again. I didn't know what to do. Maybe it's not a bad game, but back then it was very frustrating. And then I wanted it to be so cool because the box art. And I rented it again later. It's like, I probably just didn't miss something. And then it was the same thing. So, Brain Lord.
I'm going to say... this one is not, like, that bad for me. But I'm going to say Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 on the Dreamcast, specifically. Because I played it on the PC and I was really good. But then I couldn't get a hang of the actual controller controls. I was good with a keyboard. So I got frustrated. That was a wasted rental.
Okay. Two.
Number two. I'm gonna say what was that game we got for you with the stupid drums?
Rock Revolution.
Rock Revolution. That was bad.
That wasn't that.
It's bad. It was really hard.
That was bad. I will say Revolution X, the Aerosmith shooting game.
What?
It's a game where you have to go around and like fight Aerosmith enemies and Aerosmith music plays. It's really bad.
Wasn't there a Wayne's World game like that?
There was one on SNES.
Because I know there was a Wayne's World game on the SNES where you have like a guitar that's like your gun. You shoot energy beams out of it.
That's about right. Number one.
Least favorite game of all time.
Whoa.
Is... I don't know.
It's hard. It's surprisingly hard, almost. To think of games that were really, really bad.
I'm gonna say... the original Metal Gear. Again, it was just a matter of being really hard and not knowing what to do. So it became frustrating and not fun.
Okay. I'll pick, what was really bad?
Uniracers.
No, Uniracers is
I like Uniracers.
Yeah, I know. You play it. You used to play it.
Battletoads and Double Dragon.
That was good, too.
That was so hard.
That's what I mean, it's bad.
That's so hard.
Just use the Game Genie. Requires Game Genie to play.
That's not good, man.
I'll pick Blade 2 for the PS2. One of the few games I got for free to review, and it was horrible.
Well, you know what else I tried that was just really hard and frustrating? What? The original Metroid.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty...
They don't even give you a map. I think I got through, like, three rooms and then I died. Stop playing. Because these stupid bat things I couldn't hit.
All right.
There's still a bit more to this email.
Okay.
My dad wanted me to send you a joke about a Canadian businessman in Japan, but it was kind of obscene. However, I wanted to let you know he was thinking of you guys. Thanks. Oh,
thanks, Robin's dad.
He's still teaching kids about music and sushi, the proper method of cleaning out a fish tank.
Excellent.
See, if they had a teachable subject that was sushi, I think I would be more into
it. Or cleaning out a fish tank.
No, that's hard. That's gross. I showed him J Bang Sandu's Users Are Losers and told him he should show it to his students. He said kids don't do strawberries anymore. A friend of mine really liked Alf Queem.
Ah.
And sent me a series of text messages asking me for Alf Queem. Have a great month, Robin.
You too.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
For your email.
Yay.
So that's Cannabinoid Podcast number 51.
Shorter now because it's 33% shorter because we're 33% shorter. You don't like to wreck, you don't like to wreck.